A young boy walks into a valley between two opposing armies. In his hand, he holds nothing more than a leather sling, a weapon that has kept him alive multiple times while watching over his family's herds. Coming toward him from the other army is a well-armored giant of a man. This is Goliath of the Philistine city of Gath. The Philistines are expert ironworkers, and Goliath's armor is likely some of the best ever produced by their smiths. Standing over 9 feet tall, he sees the diminutive Israelite waiting for him in the valley. He scoffs and curses, feeling this battle is over before it even starts. The young upstart says something about the battle belonging to his god, and then sees him pull out his sling. Goliath smiles. He has nothing to fear from such a small weapon. The young man starts spinning the sling, and Goliath waits. Once the shot has been thrown, Goliath can then deal with him at his leisure. But his arrogance is his undoing. The young man David, the future king of Israel, is an expert with the sling, having used it to kill a bear and a lion. The stone comes flying out of the sling with a massive amount of force. It hits Goliath in his one weak spot where he has no armor, right between the eyes. The stone hits so hard it sinks into his forehead, and the great Philistine champion is dead before he even hits the ground. Hello again, and thank you for joining me on this latest episode of Bible Backdrop. Today, we'll be talking about the Philistines, the ancient enemy of the people of Israel. We'll look at their origins, culture, religion, and where we see them in the Bible. The story of the Philistines actually begins in Egypt. A relief in the tomb of Pharaoh Ramses III shows him engaging in a battle with a group called the Sea People. They appear to be a group of people from the islands in the Aegean Sea, north of Egypt. Why they decided to go sailing and raiding is unknown. It could have been due to a massive volcanic eruption that made the soil unusable, or it could have been due to overcrowding. Either way, the Sea People found themselves locked in battle with Egypt, the most advanced nation of the era. Within the group of Sea People, one of the attacking tribes was called the Pelasgite. After falling to the Egyptians, the Pelasgite relocated to the southwestern shore of Canaan. Since Egypt owned this land, and it was an important trade route, this had to be done with their knowledge. They may have hired the Pelasgite to be mercenaries, or they came to an agreement that they could have the land so long as they remained loyal to Egypt and kept the trade routes open. They established dominance over the native Canaanites and mixed in with their culture and people. So where does the name Philistine come from? We start with the Hebrew word Pelishtim, which means people of Pelasgite. In Greek, this became Philistinoi. In Latin, Philistinus. From there, we derive the English word Philistine. The Greek and Latin words are also where the name for the territory, Palestine, was derived. Looking at the archaeological evidence, we see a direct connection to their Aegean origins. Artifacts discovered in the area show a similarity to ones found on islands in the Aegean, including Cyprus. The pottery found from the earliest start of the civilization is very similar to Mycenaean pottery. As time went on, the pottery started to take on a style of its own. Another piece of evidence found of their Aegean ancestry was from an infant burial site from the 12th century BC, very soon after they settled the area. The DNA showed that their children had some European ancestry. Bone from about 2 centuries later, however, had very little European DNA, which shows that the Philistines had intermarried so much with the locals that the DNA became diluted. It seems, though, that the Philistines still remember their origins. In 1 Samuel 21:10, the king of Gath carries the name Achish, which is also known as Ikaso, which means Aegean or Greek. As mentioned earlier, the Philistines settled in the southwest corner of Canaan, along the coastal plain. This area was flat, unlike the rest of the country that was covered in hills. As a result, trade routes naturally made their way through the area. The land was also made of a heavy alluvial soil, which caused it to be very fertile. Philistia, as it was called, became a very wealthy country. There were 5 main cities in the country: Ashkelon, which was the only city directly on the coast; Gaza and Ashdod, which both had ports but were away from the coast due to the sand dunes; and finally, there were Gath and Ekron. These were further inland, closer to Israel. Their culture, religion, and politics showed some differences from the Canaanites that they had dominated. First, their diet was slightly different as they preferred pork and dog meat. Their political state seems to be a mix of independent cities and a rather strong confederacy. Each of the five cities had a king or lord who ruled the city and surrounding villages. However, they worked together remarkably well when it came to the common good, especially in times of war. The Philistines were great iron workers and understood its importance. So much so that when they were dominant over the Israelites in the book of Judges, they would not allow them to have a single blacksmith. Their religion may have been different based on each city. Like the Greeks, they worshipped a pantheon of gods, but each city may have had their own god that held their focus. Similar to the way Ephesus was best known for its worship of Artemis. The gods they worshipped were Baal, who was a fertility god. Astarte, also known as Ashtaroth, was the queen of heaven and the goddess of war and sexual love. And finally, Dagon, who was a god of crop fertility. In 1 Samuel 5, we see Dagon as the Ark of the Covenant was captured by the Philistines. The Ark was brought to the city of Ashdod and set in the temple of Dagon. When they came into the temple the next morning, the statue of the god was on its face before the Ark. They put it back, and the following morning, the statue had fallen again, and the head and hands had been cut off. To find out what happens after that, go ahead and read 1 Samuel 5. Looking at the Bible, the Philistines are mentioned quite a bit in the Old Testament. BibleGateway.com has 248 hits of the word in the New International Version, with the majority in 1 Samuel. Genesis 10 mentions the ancestor of the Philistines, and Genesis 21 talks about the land of the Philistines. The first time we meet the actual people is in Genesis 26, when Isaac lives there during a famine. Like his father, Abraham, he tells everyone that his wife is actually his sister. And, also like Abraham, the king finds out and isn't happy that he misled them. Then in Exodus 13:17, God leads the Israelites through the Red Sea in the wilderness instead of fighting their way through the land of the Philistines. Next, we see them quite a bit in Judges as the enemies of Israel. God often used them for judgment when Israel started following after idols. There must have been some peace between the two countries as Samson traveled there and asked his parents to arrange a marriage between him and a Philistine. As time moves on and we get to the book of 1 Samuel, the constant conflict with the Philistines may have led the people to ask for a king to rule over them. The tribes fought with each other as often as the Philistines, and this made them weak and disorganized, easy prey for a strong warrior people. Under the rule of Saul, Israel fought with them quite a bit, but they were finally subjugated during David's reign. During Solomon's reign, they were so utterly defeated that they paid him tribute. This changed when Solomon's rule ended and the nation of Israel divided between the northern and southern tribes. This allowed the Philistines to regain their power and they prospered for a time. Their time in history came to an end in 604 BC when the country was captured by the Babylonians and many of the Philistines were exiled. So to review, the Philistines were the ancient enemy of the Israelites and were a constant thorn in their side. They originally came from the islands in the Aegean Sea and attempted to attack Egypt. After their defeat, they relocated to the southwest corner of Canaan, which contained most of the important trade routes. It also had very fertile soil, and the combination of the two made the Philistines wealthy. They were an advanced civilization and experts in working with iron. They were based in five cities, each with its own king. They were able to come together during times of war and to make important decisions that affected the whole nation. Their religion was similar to the Canaanites, and they worshipped many of the same gods. In the Bible, we see them mentioned quite a bit in the Old Testament, especially in 1 Samuel. They are finally subjugated by David, and Solomon actually extracts tribute from them. After Israel splits in two, the Philistines make a comeback and prosper until 604 BC when they are defeated and exiled by the Babylonians. On that note, we'll close out this episode on the Philistines. Hopefully this provides you some background on this nation and helps you during your Bible study. If you're enjoying Bible Backdrop, please subscribe and leave a 5-star rating and review. To get in touch with the show, You can email me at BibleBackdrop@gmail.com. As always, word of mouth is the best way for this podcast to grow, so go out and tell a friend and have them subscribe. Thanks so much, and have a great week.